Hey, Bulldogs fans, it's time for the AC All Access Show, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
Thank you, and welcome to Frickers in Adrian. It is the AC All Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com. Ian Wendt here with you. Josiah Durrell doing some social media. Stacy Mitchell, Forrest Vernier, Brandy Johns, Mike Prang, Tyler Fife, a bunch of coaches and other friends. It's jumping. It's one of those Mondays where people are heading over to Frickers. It's the place to be. The boneless wing special today. Drink specials, happy hour. Not right now. Wait till 9 o'clock. Then the happy hour resets. It's 3 to 6, 9 to close. Maybe you could be graced by the presence of our waitress, Tara, who does a great job. Yep. We're going to talk some hockey today. We're going to talk some volleyball and some football. We're going to get things started on the ice. Oh, I do have to mention with the Monday Night Football game today, it is the jersey giveaway. So you have to show up. Fill your name out, leave your phone number at halftime of the NFL game. If your name is drawn, you win an NFL jersey. You don't need to be here. They'll call you if you win. I did not win last week. Otherwise, I would have said it already. All right, let's talk some women's ACHA Division II ice hockey with the first-year head coach of the Bulldogs, Emily Castelny. Emily, thanks for doing this.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Well, little did I know, last-minute substitution at the rink. Simer had me go over and do some PA for your game. And tough result, 2-1 loss in overtime to Bowling Green. And for stretches, it looked like you outplayed them. You got a pretty good-looking team there. They skated hard and played with intensity. We'll get to, like, the season in general in a little bit. But your first year with Adrian College on the bench, what brought you over to the Arrington?
Yeah, so originally my career in ACHA started back at Central Michigan University. I was a player myself, assistant captain, got involved with e-board, even became president at one point. Just kind of fell in love with the whole behind-the-scenes type of deal, decided to go into sports management. Ended up leaving CMU, transferring to just go online to Grand Canyon University, got involved with coaching with Livonia United for their high schools. Saw the job opening post and said, hey, probably not going to happen, but let's try it out. Let's see what can happen. You never know, right? Mm-hmm. Worst thing they say is no. And so applied for the job, came out to Adrian, got to meet everybody, went through the whole process, fell in love with it. Always loved Adrian. I'll always love their hockey program. It's always been like a community ever since I was growing up as a little kid. Always looked up to it. It was like, Adrian's the closest you can get to playing in the NHL, especially as a girl without going to the NHL. It's everything's professional, organized and whatever not. And so that's really how I ended up here. Now, never expected it, but glad to be here. Never would give it away.
And something that's unique, and maybe you've experienced this in your playing time, having ice on campus is something maybe Bulldog students take for granted sometimes. Is like, some schools got to drive, get some ice time.
Oh, yep. I always tell my girls every time, I'm like, you guys have no idea, too. We have a lot of help with the funding from Adrian as well, too.
Right.
And I'm like, it's almost $300 for a sheet of ice for 50 minutes anywhere else. And they're like, what? And all surprised. I'm like, don't take this for granted. Appreciate it, because it might be free to you, but it's not technically free. And the school pays a lot of money for you guys to be here. So, and I know they appreciate it all. And sometimes it's just that, hey, don't take this for granted type of moment.
Yeah, and the girls you're playing against, they got to pay their way.
Yep,
right? Or they're driving
it's
themselves.
It's normally over $3,000 for a semester. So
yeah.
It can get pricey.
So your first year with this program, this is the youngest of the ice hockey programs at Adrian College, so trying to build onto something. Your first year, did you get to recruit any players, or you came in with the team that you have?
No, so I didn't get to recruit any of them, so I just kind of walked in. I didn't start until last week of July, and so kind of walked into the roster already made, and definitely was looking forward to it, but of course, how's the team going to react to me? Because they're a formed team now, and I'm walking into them instead, where normally it's vice versa with the recruits walking in on the coach.
Right.
So
So, I mean, there's growing pains. You know, looking at the record, 1-6-1. You had a win over Robert Morris, a 1-0 win recently, and a 2-2 tie with Mercyhurst on the road. You know, yesterday, a 2-1 loss in overtime to Bowling Green, one where you scored late, you know, less than, it was 31 seconds left in the game, found a way to score. Building a culture on the fly is kind of tough. And I've talked to a lot of first-year coaches at Adrian, and it's about building culture. And sometimes winning can help. Mm-hmm. But when you think culture, you think rebuild, and that doesn't necessarily mean winning right away. You'd love to do both. So how are you navigating that?
Yeah, so I'm actually a culture enthusiast. Culture is everything to me. Environment is everything. It changes how we work in every place. It changes how we talk, changes what mood we're in, all everything, whatever not. And so one of the things I actually did was we actually had a lot of drama rolling over from last year into the season where it was almost making my hair fall out to a point. But what we did is we had a team meeting, all got together. We kind of just sat down and talked as friends of, all right, hey, let's have a heart-to-heart. Let's be honest with each other. And we decided to go, why do we want to win? Why are we showing up? What is this for? Yada, yada. And we also then decided, let's just throw up words on the board and let's all agree on 5 words together. And those 5 words we're going to base our team culture off of. That's how we're going to run our team, whether it's in the rink, out of the rink, on the ice, off the ice, no matter what. And so we actually ended up making an inside joke from that meeting, too, where we call it our bungalow. And if you know anything about a bungalow, it's kind of like this house shelter, but normally they're not very stable. And so we always talk about how for our bungalow, we have to have a strong foundation. So once we have that foundation, then we can focus on the walls and then the roof after that. And so our 5 words are family, trust, grit, respect, and humility. And so that's what we try to do based off the team. So as of lately, when I'm sure you can tell in our record, we've been doing a little bit better. If you look at our playing style, we've been playing a lot better and more as a team rather than as individuals. And so it's always, hey, play for the bungalow. If you don't want to play for yourself, play for the bungalow, play for this team. And so I think it's kind of got everybody more on the same page of how we want our team culture to be and how we want to run things.
Talking with ACHA Women's D2 Hockey Coach Emily Castelny here on the ACL Access Show. All right, looking at some players on the team in terms of leaders statistically, a couple of goals for Madison Grimm for 3 total points. Jordan Hunt has been in goal, 1-3-1 this year. You did start a freshman on Sunday. Talked about her pre-game. But, I mean, 2-1 loss. You lose on a sort of a shooter shot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you probably saw, did it go, like, right by your ear? I mean, it was above the shoulder.
It was, like, right above the shoulder, yeah. Right near the head. And it was beautiful. Yeah. It was a beautiful shot. I'll give it to them.
But for a freshman to get her first start, at home, can be intimidating, especially at home. Like maybe on the road, you're a little looser because you're not playing where you practice.
Yep.
You know, there's your fans aren't there typically.
Mm-hmm.
But one game, I was impressed. I'm not a coach, so could you kind of? I know she was probably critical of herself.
Oh, she was very critical of herself. She definitely had a down face after the game, and I was in the locker room. I was like, nope, you better turn that face upside down because that was not on you. And like I said, that was a beautiful goal, and I would even struggle to do that accurately every single time, and as any other hockey player would too. And I was like, so don't beat yourself up for that. You had a good game before that. It was overtime too, so there's a lot of pressure too. And I'm like,
yeah.
I'm proud of you for even wanting to stay in overtime and being confident enough to do that, because sometimes that's just half the battle, especially with women's sports, is having that confidence and not backing out or being too afraid of all those am I good enough or what ifs or whatever not. We get in our heads a lot. And so knowing her as a freshman, it being her first game and still going, okay, yeah, I'll go in OT, says a lot about her too.
Yeah, absolutely. You talked about bungalow. You talked about grit. Scoring that goal with 31 seconds left, that's definition, right? Pulled the goalie, 6-on-5, found a way to score that one.
Yep, and now it's just, that was great, but now you guys need to play every shift like you're that desperate, not just when you're actually desperate. And then that way you don't have to actually get desperate. And so it's kind of how do we start working not just to not lose, but working to win and to win as strong as we can. And that's kind of what we're struggling with right now, too, especially as you can tell, we don't have any really big goal scorers or anybody. Most people on our team are playmakers. And so putting the puck in the back of the net has been a huge struggle of ours, probably if not the most.
Well, you did put up mid-30s or upper-30s in shots.
Yep.
But getting it to be the right shot, you know, I've seen Adrian College hockey games where that exact same thing happens. You put up 40 shots and you lose. Or you win 3-2 and you're biting your nails and you're going, the game shouldn't have been like that.
Mm-hmm. I know. I thought I jinxed it myself because the night before that I was at the Red Wings game and they had over 40 shots against the Rangers, but they lost 4-0. And I was like, okay, well, if an NHL team is doing it, okay, it's not just us. Good to know. It's a normal thing in hockey. But, however, it's like, man, this is frustrating. Okay, let's see what the Red Wings do next and see if they correct it or not. And so it's kind of a hit-or-miss situation. It's definitely frustrating, and I know the girls are just as frustrated by it, too, because I know they want to win. Mm-hmm. But, however, it's okay, but who's going to step up? Who's going to find the open spots in the net and not just throw it just to throw it? And so it's, you know, sometimes it's just this extra 2 seconds and extra 10% of effort that can change everything, especially in a game like hockey when it's so unpredictable.
Right, yeah. I was talking to the people in the scores box. I said, this has the feel of a score that's going to go off somebody's skate, like kind of a fluky effort play.
Any bounce it could be.
Yeah.
Yep.
I want to talk about your trip coming up, but before that, another culture thing. A lot of winning takes place in that barn, and a lot of credit to the players, of course, but there's some darn good coaches at the Arrington. I know you're new. How have you had a chance to kind of pick the brain of some of the coaches?
After every game or any time there's like, oh, there's a new problem and I don't know what to do about it, it's, hey, here's my problem. They're like, oh, yeah, we have that problem too. Here's what we're doing. Here's what's worked that hasn't. And so, like I said, one of the reasons why I wanted to join Adrian College was because it's so community and helpful, where at a lot of other schools, the hockey teams are all segregated and almost like against each other. It's like a competition rather than, hey, oh, you need help? Yeah, let me give you a hand.
Right.
So I love that about Adrian.
All right. Busy weekend ahead. You're probably leaving right after the show. You got to go to University of Illinois. Then you go to St. Louis. You're going to play Maryville University twice, Saturday and Sunday. Talk about a road trip.
Oh, yeah, big road trip, too. And it's going to be some really tough competition, actually. So Maryville seems to be a pretty strong team. I know they're a newer organization. They've only been playing for the past 2 years now. However, they have a strong roster, and I'm sure it's going to be a good competition for us, and it's going to be good while we're still trying to develop, too, and trying to find, okay, what works for us and what doesn't. We're not going to find it against teams that aren't the best, but we can find it a lot easier when we're playing against teams that push us to match their level and to push us to be better and to push us up. We're going to make you work a little extra hard if you want a goal. And I think that's good for the girls to kind of have that push. Otherwise, how else do you ever get better?
I mean, great way to team bond as well, those road trips. Lot of bus time.
Lots of bus time. And I know they're always so chatty on the bus, too. And I'm like, okay, let's chat on the ice now. You know, so let's try to move that on over. But we're struggling a little bit with that, too, is the communication on the ice. But we're great about it on the bench, great about it in the locker room, very respectful toward one another, but they always feel quiet.
I can tell you they talk from the penalty box.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
There's a lot of positives. Actually.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I love
you thought it
that.
Was the opposite. No, it's some positives.
Yeah, they tend to support one another pretty well. Actually, we haven't had any problems now ever since I started for any teammates coming at one another or anything like that. So that's been relieving because obviously with hockey and you got some egos in there. Normally that's a problem
intense.
Every team has, but not us.
All right. Well, road trip this weekend. Best of luck out there.
And thank you.
Thanks for talking on the show today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
And once again, that was Emily Castelny, the ACHA Women's D2 hockey coach at Adrian College. We're going to step aside for these quick messages. We're going to go to the men's D1 side. Cameron Armstrong and Dylan Gajewski will join me next. You're listening to the AC All Access Show live from Frickers in Adrian here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Check out men's basketball as they play at home this Tuesday at 7, and then men's Division I hockey will be hitting the ice at Arrington Ice Arena Thursday at 7:30.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
When there's not time to make food for your holiday party, carry out 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $36.99.
Don't forget the ball sauces too. Don't forget the ball sauces too. Ball sauces too. Ball sauces too. Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
Give the gift that always fits a $25 Frickers gift card and get 5 frickin' bonus bucks free. Let them get what they really want.
What they really want, frickin' chicken chunks.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Check out men's basketball as they play at home this Tuesday at 7, and then men's Division I hockey will be hitting the ice at Arrington Ice Arena Thursday at 7:30.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Check out men's basketball as they play at home this Tuesday at 7, and then men's Division I hockey will be hitting the ice at Arrington Ice Arena Thursday at 7:30.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
When there's not time to make food for your holiday party, carry out 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $36.99.
Don't forget the ball sauces too. Don't forget the ball sauces too. Ball sauces too. Ball sauces too. Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
Give the gift that always fits a $25 Frickers gift card and get 5 frickin' bonus bucks free. Let them get what they really want.
What they really want, frickin' chicken chunks.
Hello and welcome back to Frickers in Adrian. It's the AC All Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com with Josh Mitchell in our cave studios. I'm Ian Wendt. I am starving. I cannot wait till 8 o'clock. But till we get there, we're going to talk some hockey, some volleyball, and some football. Joining me now from the ACHA Men's Division I Ice Hockey Program at Adrian College, we have Cameron Armstrong and Dylan Gajewski. We'll go left to right. So, Cameron, first off, grad student, assistant captain from, I'll say, nearby Findlay, Ohio.
Yep.
In your time here, you've won a national championship. You've been also close to winning a national championship. And I know that's the standard for that locker room. And Gary, Coach Estalos, can get on you guys sometimes.
Yep.
What's it been like this year? I feel like you brought a lot back from last year. And he's trying to figure out the missing pieces, if you will, for the roster.
Yeah, we got a lot of new guys this year. I think we brought in like 4 or 5 transfers. We have 6 or 7 freshmen as well. So it's been just kind of piecing stuff together to start this season. We've been playing great. The last few weeks practicing, we've done a lot better. Getting going, and it's starting to translate to games, and we're really starting to kind of find our stride, especially after this last weekend up in Niagara. So, yeah, things are starting to look good, I think.
Yeah, with, talking with one of your teammates working the women's D2 game yesterday, Niagara University, you got a shootout win.
Yep.
And then a regulation win 5-2, and, I think that just speaks to the standard is he wasn't thrilled. Right, and I know, again, that standard for the program is to, like, okay, let's not win it in extra frames. Mm-hmm. Let's get it done in regulation.
Yeah, especially for rankings, it means a lot to get those wins in regulation, especially those tight ones against good teams. So getting the tie, we weren't too thrilled about, and so that's why the second night we really focused and came together as a team and did the right things during the game and just kept a positive mindset that we knew we were going to go in the second game and get the victory there.
All right, let's talk to Dylan for a little bit. You're only a junior.
Yep, correct.
A lot of ice time for you.
Yeah.
I feel like this guy's a fifth-year senior. My goodness. From Woodhaven, Michigan, this year, 7 goals, 13 assists, 20 points in 12 games so far. This is the part where you give credit to your teammates to allow you to get all those goals and points.
Yeah. No, it definitely helps out. It's never going to be a one-man show. I just got lucky a few times, been in the right spot, so hopefully I can continue to do that, help everybody out.
So you've had, you've reached the mountaintop, and then you've been one step from it. Obviously, the plan, if all goes according to plan, is to play in the final game of the season and win it. And in your Bulldog career, you haven't not played in the national championship game, and that's a crazy thing to think about.
Yep.
Is Coach Estalos open about that type of thing, like, we're going to go play for and win this thing? Or does it kind of – is that just an undertone?
No, I mean, we harp on it every game. We try to get the mindset to where every single game we're playing it as if it's our national championship, and sometimes we take it to another level where, like, something unfortunate will happen to another player. We're like, hey, guys, like, tomorrow's never promised, so play every game like it's your last. Yeah, I mean, like you said, we've been to the championship twice now, or I have, and the first one didn't go so well. Second one, a little bit better, so – trying to keep that going.
I'd say so. Yeah. Cameron, you brought up the computer rankings, and that's the only thing that really counts for ACHA Men's D1 is those pesky computers. You know, the football fans, the old BCS days where that kind of determined things. You find yourself at number 5 in the country. Was that post-Niagara series or pre-series?
That was pre-Niagara series for that
okay.
one. So hopefully maybe after that we'll jump back into the top 4. That's where we preach of where we want to be throughout the season. So it'd be big to get back in there.
I feel like all the ACHAs are a little bit different with the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
How does it work at the men's D1 level? Is it, you know, top 16 go to top 8 go to a region, or how do they break that up? Do you know?
For men's D1, we had, I think they upped it to top 20 this year. So we'll have, since we won our playoffs last year, or didn't win our playoffs, but we won our league, we got auto bid, and we were top 4 going in there. And then it kind of just filters down through the top 20 teams in the nation. They all get nationals bids.
Okay. You've been, being a graduate student, assistant captain, you've had your fair share of bus trips.
Yeah.
Niagara, that's a little bit, right?
Yeah, it's
right
a long one.
On the tires, on the bus. Being one of the leaders on the team, a little bit different experience for you on road trips, I'm assuming, from maybe your freshman and sophomore year.
Yeah, definitely a little bit different. Get a little more space in the back, that's for sure. So that's always nice.
Make the freshman sit up front?
Yeah,
okay,
don't got to double up, so that's always good. But, yeah, on the bus ride, it's always fun to keep it loose the entire way there. But we know when it's time to get ready for the games, everyone locks in. And we preach to getting that mindset of ready to go dominate against teams.
Dylan, switch it over to you. I want to talk about road trips.
Right.
I've been on a few with some hockey teams at the college, and I get stuck up in the front. But they're nice enough to give me my own side, a couple of seats. Being a junior, you're moving toward the back of the bus, right? A little more leg room and things like that. But seeing yourself now as not just a guy that's going to put up points, are the younger players starting to look towards you for leadership type things?
Yeah, I mean, I've always considered myself somebody that'll, like, talk up in the room when necessary. Nothing like rah-rah, like yelling at people or anything like that. Just trying to stay even-keeled, say the right things when I can.
Is Cameron the rah-rah?
Yeah, he's more of the energy guy. It's just not how I like operate. But, I mean, I've always found myself in, like, a leadership role, kind of just not only scoring. Like, when I was a freshman, it was more, like, kind of stick to doing your job and started to score a little bit. But, through the last year and a half or so, it's been more trying to step up a little bit in the locker room and, like, more aspects than just putting the puck in the net.
A couple more questions. In terms of the team makeup, who are your line mates this year, or is it kind of a revolving door until you figure out who you're going to play with?
Yeah, right now we're kind of switching through lines. We're figuring out what clicks the best. We got, like I said, we have a lot of new guys in this year. So when we're trying to figure out lineup, it's we just have next man up mentality. We're a very deep team. A lot of guys who are in the stands shouldn't be in the stands. They could play anywhere in the country. And so it's constantly a battle for everyone to be fighting to get in the lineup. And whoever you get stuck with, it's just try to make the most of your opportunity and go out there and play as hard as you can.
And that's a great spot to be in, right? Where
yep.
practices are competitive because there are people gunning for your spot, so
exactly.
to speak. Dylan, same question. Do you kind of have a set lineup, or is it what Cameron said?
No, I mean, I've had, like, the same winger for the last couple of years. I played with our captain, Bubba, for my entire career here so far. We switched, like, a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, it's always – everything's on the table, essentially. Like, anybody can play with anybody. And then, yeah, it's just like he said, next man up mentality.
Question about your goalkeeper. I know Noah's been going through some injuries,
yep.
but you've had some players step up and
yep.
do some nice things. Could you talk about your backstop first, Cameron?
He's awesome. It's a guy that when you go in a locker room, he's always going to have a smile on his face, and he's going to bring a lot of energy to the guys. And it's somebody you just want to be around. And so that translates well to when we go on the ice, that everyone wants to play for him and do the best we can for him when he's in the pipes. And we know we have full faith in him to stop the puck for us.
So is he back full go, Cottonies?
Yes, soon he'll be back to full go.
Okay.
Yeah.
So have you've been going with, was it Dylan?
Payne Traska.
Oh, we've been Traska, going with, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I know you two are forwards, and there's some flashy things you guys do on the ice, but Dylan, you can't do what you need to do if there's not someone behind you that's, you know, nobody's perfect. Like
yeah.
maybe you take a wrong angle to somebody, and he's got to make a save. And I guess it's the same with skaters. There's great goalies backing up whoever is playing,
mm-hmm.
so they step it up and play well. Being on a team like this that has scoring and defense, what is that? What's that like for you?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, Peyton stepped up big. He didn't really expect it at the beginning of the year when Deco went down. But, yeah, Peyton, I believe in my heart that we have the best two goalies in the country. And Peyton just stepped up when he needed to. And it really does help out when you're down a goal against Indiana Tech, for example. I don't know if we were down, but kid made, like, an unbelievable save that completely changes the tide of the game, where if that goes in, then, you know, completely different game we're talking about. But, yeah, I mean, it makes everybody breathe a little easier knowing if somebody misses an assignment somewhere around there, and he's going to be there, like, to stop the puck. Like, nobody ever lets a two-on-one go, and they're like, oh, shit, they might score. But Peyton's yeah. always got it, so.
All right, coming up, the newly formed Great Lakes Six Conference. You're going to take on Davenport University. Just a quick scouting report from both of you. What does Davenport bring?
Yeah, they're a good team. We're very excited to get going against them this week. Obviously, like you said, in the new conference with us, so big division game to get 6 points this weekend. They're going to be fast. They're going to be physical. They're going to work hard. So we just got to come up, show up with that mentality that we know what we need to do and where we want to be throughout the rest of the season and try to go that way.
So, Dylan, Thursday night's at the Arrington. 7:30, be there, be square.
Yeah, like, absolutely. Rivalry game. It's always going to be a tight game. Everybody gives us their A game. Everybody wants to take us off the top of the mountain. So, yeah.
7:30 at home on Thursday night. Friday night, they're on the road at Davenport University. I've been talking with Cameron Armstrong and Dylan Gajewski with the ACHA Men's D1 Hockey Program at Adrian College. Thank you both for the conversation, and good luck this weekend.
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
And we are here at Frickers in Adrian. It's always a fun time. Place kind of filling up on this Monday night, getting ready for some football Veterans Day edition. We'd like to thank all of the veterans out there listening for their service. Part of our local radio stations, a program we call Thank a Vet, took place today where we simply stand outside the radio station along the street and take donations from the community. And my goodness, did Lenawee County show up. Over $55,000 raised for local veterans. It's a program, Dire Need Fund, that there's very little, if any, red tape for veterans in need. So if you're a veteran out there listening and you need help making rent, something for work, you just don't have the funds for, It is the Dire Need Fund through Housing Help of Lenawee. All those funds raised stay in Lenawee. So a thank you to our sponsors and the community for coming out and supporting over $55,000 raised today. And I'm sure we got some donations flowing in here late. So we're going to step aside. I'll be back. We're going to talk some women's volleyball. I see they're both here. Lana Cox and Maya Majares are going to join me next. This is the ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Check out men's basketball as they play at home this Tuesday at 7, and then men's Division I hockey will be hitting the ice at Arrington Ice Arena Thursday at 7:30.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
When there's not time to make food for your holiday party, carry out 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $36.99.
Don't forget the ball sauces too, don't forget the ball sauces too, ball sauces too, ball sauces too, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
Give the gift that always fits a $25 Frickers gift card and get 5 frickin' bonus bucks free. Let them get what they really want.
What they really want, frickin' chicken chunks, ball sauces too.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Check out men's basketball as they play at home this Tuesday at 7, and then men's Division I hockey will be hitting the ice at Arrington Ice Arena Thursday at 7:30.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
When there's not time to make food for your holiday party, carry out 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $36.99.
Don't forget the ball sauces too, don't forget the ball sauces too, ball sauces too, ball sauces too, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
Give the gift that always fits a $25 Frickers gift card and get 5 frickin' bonus bucks free. Let them get what they really want.
What they really want, frickin' chicken chunks.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Check out men's basketball as they play at home this Tuesday at 7, and then men's Division I hockey will be hitting the ice at Arrington Ice Arena Thursday at 7:30.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
When there's not time to make food for your holiday party, carry out 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $36.99.
Don't forget the ball sauces too, don't forget the ball sauces too, ball sauces too, ball sauces too, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
Give the gift that always fits a $25 Frickers gift card and get 5 frickin' bonus bucks free. Let them get what they really want.
What they really want, frickin' chicken chunks, ball sauces too.
We are back. It's the AC All Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com. Ian Wendt, Josh Mitchell, Josiah Durrell. I got on camera, I think. I don't know. Check the. I hope that doesn't go on your social media. It's going to. Depends how good it looks, I guess. Frickers is the place to be tonight. I can't see the bar, but the restaurant kind of filling up on a Monday night. This Veterans Day, we are moments away from talking football. Stay tuned for that. We've already talked some hockey. We're going to go to the gym, talk some women's volleyball with a couple of Lady Bulldogs, Maya Majares, Lana Cox. It is not Lana. That's why I got to ask before the show. Lana, you're a senior defensive specialist. from Rives Junction,
yep.
Michigan, and then Maya, a senior libero from Lathrop Village, Michigan. All right, I got to start here. What is the difference between a libero and a defensive specialist other than Maya gets to wear a different jersey?
You can explain that one.
Okay. Who wants to take that one?
Well, a libero is essentially a defensive specialist, but basically my position, I wear the different colored jersey so I can go in without using a sub, if that makes sense. So the way the rotations work, we have a middle in the front row, a middle in the back row, so that when middles rotate to the back row, I can go in for them without having to use a sub.
So there are limited substitutions?
Yeah.
I guess I'm learning that for the first time.
Yes.
Okay. How many do you get per game?
15, I think.
Yeah.
15?
It's not a lot. It seems like a lot, but it's not.
It goes by really fast.
Yeah.
I guess when I say game, is that 225 and then it resets? Or the entire possible five sets?
Oh, yeah. No, it's per set.
Per set. Okay.
Yeah, per set.
All right. Good. Yeah. It looked like a lot more when I called the game and... Yeah. Okay. The regular season is in the books. You were 4-4 in the Michigan Intercollegiate Athletic Association, 7-12 on the season. But I know Coach put you through a tough schedule pre-MIAA play to get you ready for where we are now. It's the conference tournament. Congrats on making it. That's a good first step.
Thank you.
Right?
Thank you.
And now the goal is to play for a championship at that level and go ahead and win it. But it's going to be a tough task. Lana, we'll go over to you for this one.
Okay.
You are the 5 seed. You have to go travel all the way to Trine.
Yep.
Hour 15 minutes.
Yep.
It's doable. But could you kind of talk to me about how you think the season went for you and for the team in general?
Honestly, my goal for this season was just to get better at serving so I could put the other team out of system a lot, and I think I definitely did that. And I only play 3 rotations, so my goal was to make a big impact when I come in, and that's hard to do, and I think that I did do that. For the whole team, I think it's kind of been a roller coaster up and down. We've had really high highs and low lows, but overall we're a really close team, and I think that's kind of what matters at the end of the day, that we grew as a team throughout the season, and now it's just focusing on capitalizing on our strengths rather than focusing on what we didn't do the greatest throughout the season.
Maya, could you kind of piggyback off of that, what the season was like for you and maybe for the team too?
Yeah, I think for me, growing as a player and just helping my team, I have a support-based position, so just helping run an offense, that's my main priority. I think for our team, it's kind of going off of Lana, like, it's a regrowing year. You're losing some key pieces and finding each other and connecting and finding how we play on the court, and it's a process, and it was a learning experience, and, you know, every program goes through it. So I think the fact that we are so close together, it makes it a lot easier that, you know, like she said, the highs are really great. The lows can, you know, bring some tears, but at the end of the day, it's you learn and you grow together, and that's what matters.
Lana, this MIAA, 3-5, really close record-wise, and probably some stylistic things are the same. The game that we had on the Cave was your match against Trine. You got out to a 2-0 lead, dropped it 3-2, and that's right now the difference between you playing at home and playing on the road, but I think that just shows how good the MIAA can be and is.
For sure.
I mean, you got Hope and Calvin 1-2, and then it's kind of a log jam at 3-4-5. Mm-hmm. This is a good league you play in. I mean, I assume you've been here 4 years.
5 now.
5?
Yeah, I'm a graduate
student. She's a grandma.
She's a grandma of the team.
Yep.
So you've seen it, right?
Yeah.
Has it gotten better, or has it always been this good?
It's always been this good, unfortunately, for us. But also I kind of see it as, like, it just makes us better at the end of the day. I wouldn't want to have it any other way, and I think we're honestly in one of the best conferences in the country for Division III. I mean, Hope is the second seed in Division III, so it's pretty crazy to be playing against them. But I do kind of – I'm grateful for it, and I think a lot of our team is too.
It obviously, boxes the check off. You'd like to – win the regular season, make the postseason, win it, and then see where things go. we got to get to that next step, right, Maya? We need to find a way. Okay, let's win on the road against Trine, and then you're going to be on the road, maybe against Hope, maybe against Calvin. But I know this is obviously an important game for your team coming up. And how's the preparation been?
Taking it day by day. That's really what it is. It's getting into routine and making sure that we do everything that we need to do. I was talking with my teammate yesterday, and there's a lot of stress right now just with school and personal stuff. So it's about taking it hour by hour, going through our routine, helping each other out, making sure we get our reps in and being supportive. And then when we actually go to Trine, once again, just focusing on what we need to focus on. Don't worry about all the other issues like that we're away and that the ceiling is low and like stuff like that. Don't worry about the crowd. Focus on what our team needs to focus on, and the game will come to us.
I think that's well said. Also, right, and maybe this is what you said, but in a different way. Okay, we need to be us for 2 hours, 2.5 hours, however long the match ends up being. All that other stuff, just let it be that. Lana, how do you stay focused? How do you flip that switch from, you're a student first and then an athlete second? How do you turn from the books to the court mentally?
Well, that's a good question.
Thank you.
I mean, it's definitely really hard, and it's been a learning process for all 5 years that I've been here. But I would say, for me at least, it's just like all this other crap doesn't even matter when I step on the court. Academics are academics, but that's separate from my team and what we want to do on the court. So I guess, yeah, I just kind of turn off the academic side of my brain and focus solely on volleyball.
Maya, do you agree with parts of that, the whole thing?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's you use different parts of your brain, and making sure that you're emotionally and mentally strong enough. I think it's really easy to be drained. You spend your whole day doing academics, and then you have to go and you have to play and travel, and you've got to come back and shower and eat, and you don't really think about those things. So just taking it step by step and making sure you don't overwork yourself, but also ensuring that you get everything done that needs to be done.
And I can say from watching your team play this year, and I watched you play last year doing some games on the Cave, I think the talent's there. Just got to put it together, right? Find a way to get it done. You're on the road at Trine tomorrow at this time.
Mm-hmm.
You might be in set number 2 by that time. Winner advances. They will face number 1 Hope. So Hope and Calvin get the bye, and you and the Thunder get to battle it out to see who goes over to Holland. Well, congrats on a very good season.
Thank you.
And let's keep it going.
Yes.
Let's play some more volleyball.
Really nice.
Yeah, I agree.
Very good. Thank you both so much. Lana Cox and Maya Majaris with the women's volleyball team at Adrian College. They're taking on Trine University 7 p.m. tomorrow on the road. It's the MIAA quarterfinal. The winner to play the top-seeded Hope Flying Dutch. We'll be back with more of the AC All Access show. I need to put on some shoulder pads because Wadis Ashman is on the way. Ethan Aberger as well. We're going to talk some Bulldog football right after these messages here on the ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
When there's not time to make food for your holiday party, carry out 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $36.99.
Don't forget the ball sauces too. Don't forget the ball sauces too. Ball sauces too. Ball sauces too. Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
Give the gift that always fits a $25 Frickers gift card and get 5 frickin' bonus bucks free. Let them get what they really want.
What they really want. Frickin' chicken chunks.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Check out men's basketball as they play at home this Tuesday at 7, and then men's Division I hockey will be hitting the ice at Arrington Ice Arena Thursday at 7:30.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
When there's not time to make food for your holiday party, carry out 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $36.99.
Don't forget the ball sauces.
Give the gift that always fits a $25 Frickers gift card and get five frickin' bonus bucks free. Let them get what they really want.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Check out men's basketball as they play at home this Tuesday at 7, and then men's Division I hockey will be hitting the ice at Arrington Ice Arena Thursday at 7:30.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
When there's not time to make food for your holiday party, carry out 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $36.99.
Don't forget the ball sauces too, don't forget the ball sauces too, ball sauces too, ball sauces too, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
Give the gift that always fits a $25 Frickers gift card and get five frickin' bonus bucks free. Let them get what they really want.
What they really want, frickin' chicken chunks, ball sauces too.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Check out men's basketball as they play at home this Tuesday at 7, and then men's Division I hockey will be hitting the ice at Arrington Ice Arena Thursday at 7:30.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
When there's not time to make food for your holiday party, carry out 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $36.99.
Don't forget the ball sauces too, don't forget the ball sauces too, ball sauces too, ball sauces too, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
Give the gift that always fits a $25 Frickers gift card and get five frickin' bonus bucks free. Let them get what they really want.
What they really want, frickin' chicken chunks, ball sauces too.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Check out men's basketball as they play at home this Tuesday at 7, and then men's Division I hockey will be hitting the ice at Arrington Ice Arena Thursday at 7:30.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
When there's not time to make food for your holiday party, carry out 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $36.99.
Don't forget the ball sauces too, don't forget the ball sauces too, ball sauces too, ball sauces too, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
Give the gift that always fits a $25 Frickers gift card and get five frickin' bonus bucks free. Let them get what they really want.
What they really want, frickin' chicken chunks, ball sauces too.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Check out men's basketball as they play at home this Tuesday at 7, and then men's Division I hockey will be hitting the ice at Arrington Ice Arena Thursday at 7:30.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
When there's not time to make food for your holiday party, carry out 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $36.99.
Don't forget the ball sauces too, don't forget the ball sauces too, ball sauces too, ball sauces too, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
Give the gift that always fits a $25 Frickers gift card and get five frickin' bonus bucks free. Let them get what they really want.
What they really want, frickin' chicken chunks, ball sauces too.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Check out men's basketball as they play at home this Tuesday at 7, and then men's Division I hockey will be hitting the ice at Arrington Ice Arena Thursday at 7:30.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Welcome back to the AC All Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com, at Frickers in Adrian. It's a great day to be a Bulldog. I've talked some hockey on the women's D2 side, men's ACHA D1 side. I've just talked some women's volleyball as they get ready for their postseason tournament. And now we're going to talk some Bulldog football. We have two ends of the spectrum. We got a senior defensive player and a freshman offensive player slash special teams. I got you on the special teams too. Wade Ashman and Ethan Evergreen today. Ethan is a freshman from Hudsonville. Wade is a senior from Troy. Thank you both for being on. It's good to talk to both of you.
Of course.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Senior's got to go first. Sorry, Ethan.
No problem.
So, wait us. If you could take us back many years ago, what brought you to Adrian College?
Yeah, so coming out of high school, Adrian was one of my only offers, actually. Didn't have the best of grades coming out of high school, and I got in conversation with Jim Deere, and my high school coach went to Adrian. Back in the day, his name is Billy Keenis.
Okay.
He was the quarterback here back in 09, I think, 09 or 10. He used to coach here as well. So we got in contact with Coach Deere, and it's history there.
It is. And, obviously Jim did a great job with the program, and he won some MIAA championships, many wins. New coaching staff this year with Coach Joe Palka. Mm-hmm. And, when he came in, we asked him quite a few questions, and he talked ad nauseum about, we're going to try to win with the group that's here now, mm-hmm. right? Like, we're not going to just send everyone out the door. Mm-hmm. And when I was thinking about that answer, I was going, gosh, I hope Wade stays. And you did. What ultimately led to that decision to stay and play your senior year here?
Mm-hmm. So really just seeing it all the way through. Just being here the first 3 years, it really did mean a lot. Just building all that camaraderie with the guys who did end up staying all 4 years, like the Hunter Bonzas, the Anthony Greers, like they've just been here all 4 years. That just means a lot to stick it out with those guys.
Yeah, and your defensive line mate, Randall Broom.
Oh, yeah, of course.
He's been here like 8 years, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the old man of the group.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're an extremely physical football player, heads-up guy too. Have you had to kind of be a mentor in some ways to a very young secondary? You got some dudes in that secondary, but they're young.
Of course.
How's that been for you?
It's really been an experience because I am the only senior. It goes one senior, no juniors, and then just straight sophomores and freshmen.
Wow.
So it is an experience. They call me Unc in the group. So
okay.
So just being able to talk to those guys, being kind of like another coach, another mentor slash father figure to them, it just means a lot to me.
We'll get back to Waitis in a second. We need to bring Ethan online. You're a totally different story than Waitis. You came in this year. Coach Palka and staff got to campus in November, and football season's done collegiately. How did the recruitment process go for you, and what got you to Adrian College?
Yeah, so I think it was like around February when Coach Jed Palka reached out to me, and then, we just talked on talking messages for a second, and then the next day he showed up at my school randomly without me knowing, and then I got to meet him then, and then, I liked what I saw of him. He like seemed like a very sharp dude, so I talked to my dad about him, and we took him to Adrian, and everything I've seen out of the Palkas, Coach Jeb, Coach Tyler, and obviously Coach Big Palka, I just liked with the program, liked with everything that they did there. I liked their offense a lot, and so just kind of fell in love with the program that they were building there. So,
and you had to, obviously, nothing was given to you when you came in. A lot of young players, a lot of roster shifting, I'm sure, but as it kind of worked its way through, you've kind of found a home in that slot position on the offense, kick returner, punt returner, those types of things. A couple games ago, 7 grabs, 150, 2 touchdowns. I hope that's not a career day, but what a start. I Could you talk to me what that was like for you? Like, here you are in a college football game at home, catching just yards from Calvert.
Yeah, that was hopefully there's more of those, but that was mostly God, you know, just winning that game, you know, and just, you know, Kate Fox went, one of our other slots went down as well. Then Chris Crumsey was out. So I was able to, I came in and, you know, Lord just kind of helped me through it. We ran the plays, ran in practice, and they just kind of ended up working like we thought they were. So,
getting to play with a quarterback with experience in his fifth year, coming down from a Division II program, what's that been like for you?
It's been awesome, yeah. Jake comes with a lot of leadership. You know, he's an A-plus dude. And it's nice having that stability at quarterback, you know, whether in practice or whether in games, like, he's that calming force on the team. And then every time in the games, like, when stuff's getting hectic, he's always calming us down and running plays sharply. So I love playing with him, so.
Wade, it's back to you. Obviously one of the vets on the team. But Coach brought in some juniors, right, transferred in, and a lot of freshmen. And it's come together to get to the 6-3 record. Mm-hmm. We'd love to get to 7-3. Tough task against Alma this week at home, but it's senior day.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be something special for you.
Yeah, most definitely. Going through all 4 years here, senior day is honestly what I've been thinking about the past 2-3 weeks, and I'm just really excited for it.
Mm-hmm. Do you start to go back in your mind of, like, when you were a freshman and all those guys that were seniors, mm-hmm. and then sophomore year, and you're like, okay, these are some old guys going through. And then when you're a junior, you're going, uh-oh, it's coming. It's here. And now this will be it.
Mm-hmm. Like, going back to my freshman and sophomore year, like, looking at the BKs, the Wisemans, the DeAndre Jennings, all of them, like, they are a big reason of why I stayed here. To see it all the way through, especially BK, he's a really big reason why I stayed. See it through.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any plans post school?
Post school, I want to. I'm gonna start running my own marketing firm.
Mm-hmm.
I got an internship at ICC, Innovative Client Connections, and it's a management training program. So in the next 4 to 5 years, I'll be running my own marketing program.
Great. We'll be looking out for that.
Of course.
Fun stuff. All right, now back to the freshmen.
Of course.
You've had now a chance to experience the rivalry of teams in the MIAA. Like, for me, it's the Albions and Trine last week. Another one this week, gentlemen in kilts are going to come down and play some football on Alma College. What is league play been for you? Because we had the non-conference, and here we get MIAA, and these boys are a little bigger, a little faster. Has it kind of felt like that to you?
Yeah, it's much better competition. And, you know, as a freshman and not really knowing, like, the rivalries between, like, MIAA schools, definitely, you know, it was a new thing. Like, after, like, playing Trine and playing Albion, like, definitely want to come back.
A little more talking?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
A little more talking. Well, kickoff for senior day for these gentlemen, Wade Sashman and Ethan Aberger, 1 o'clock. Kickoff from Docking Stadium, senior day before the game. It's the last game of the season, going for win number 7, which hasn't been done since 2015. So hoping to get that win and get some positive momentum going into the offseason. But thank you both so much, and we'll see you Saturday.
Of course.
Thanks
for having us.
Once again, Wade Sashman and Ethan Aberger with the Adrian College football team. Bulldog football on 103.9 WLEN, WLEN.com, and the Adrian College Sports Network. Yours truly on the call for that one. Bulldogs, 1 o'clock on Saturday. Our Monday night football broadcast is coming up next. Big thanks, as always, to Mike Prang, the Sports Information Director at Adrian College, Josiah Durrell with Adrian College TV, Stacy Mitchell, our wonderful marketing specialist. For Josh Mitchell, back in our Cave Studios, and me and Wentz saying so long and good night from Frickers and Adrian. This has been the ACL Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com. Good night.
That's a wrap for today's episode of AC All Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics. Join us next Thursday at Frickers and Adrian. Check out upcoming Adrian College events at adrianbulldogs.com.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan, WLEN HD2, W243 AD, Adrian 96.5, The Cave.